these days, apparently. By the way, that's full time, guys. Full time whistle has gone. It's Liverpool 3, Leicester City 0. Goals from Firmino, Jota, and a Johnny Evans own goal. But yeah, Tom, final thoughts.
A frustrated evening up at Anfield tonight. What can you say? You give Liverpool style like they did with an own goal, and then to concede with what, 3 minutes of the first half remain. You create the one chance in the second half with Barnes. Got to do better for me a little bit when he goes one on one, but you all know he's very right footed and he doesn't really test the goalkeeper. And then look, it was all Liverpool really second half, and it was a one way traffic, a game where I think we expected a lot more and we didn't deliver.
Yeah, Phil, welcome back.
Thanks, Lox. Thanks, Tom. Well done, you two. Not the second half we wanted, was it, at all?
No.
Very, very poor.
Leicester not at our best at all, and Liverpool probably not at their best either, but Lox, they could have had more than three, to be fair. There was a comedy of moments at times in the defending for Leicester.
Yeah, I mean, that chance as well, where it went off the post twice and, you know, Brighton tried to clear. I mean, I was just saying there at the end about XG, this stat which people use these days, estimated goals in a game. They just showed Liverpool's and this is the highest, you know, estimated goals in a game since our game against them at Boxing Day, where they beat us 4-0. So, you know, like Tom said a minute ago, we can't get a break against them. And tonight, you know, I was saying, we're not the worst team that Liverpool play, you know, but we made it so easy for them, you know, too many chances. It could have eclipsed the 4-0 on Boxing Day. It could have been 5, if I'm honest. So, yeah, not good enough whatsoever. But as we have said as well, you know, we've said it before, we'll say it again. We just got to take it on the chin. We've got to regroup and we've got to go again. You know, obviously Europa League on Thursday and then Fulham, which you'd hope is a win. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
Brilliant, guys. You're going to stick around for a little bit?
Yes, yeah, I'm here.
Fantastic. Right, I'm going to get a few comments up there. Get your views in, get your comments in. Thanks, firstly, to Lox and Tom for doing a great job there. But this is now the time for you to get as many of your views in as you can. Let us know what you think to a defeat away at Liverpool. I suppose we shouldn't be too shocked in some ways. I think just a lot of us went into it with a bit of a confidence that we might do something today. It did feel like Leicester City didn't really turn up today. We weren't great in defence. Midfield felt a bit non-existent. Jamie Vardy didn't get much of a look in. When we had the odd chance, it seemed to all go wrong. Get your views in, get your comments come in. Michael saying we've got mugged off, but we didn't turn up. Didn't turn up, look for it to death all game, says Ben. It did look a bit like that. Kingdom watching on YouTube says, get your heads up, lads. He's right, it's not the end of the game, not the end of the season by a long way, of course. Carl says, does this mean we can now go on to a 20-game win the streak? Oh, dear, Carl. Carl, let's not get too bad there. Glad I took evens at the bookies for a home win. Easy money, says Patrick. Aki says, it was disastrous from the start. Robert says, never. That sucked. I never got into the game. And then after the own goal, never got Vardy involved, but it's always a Leicester fan next time. Don't forget, I've put the link on there. I'm going to go back to it and get it on screen. Join us whether you're watching on Twitter, Periscope, Facebook, YouTube, wherever you are watching. We are getting your views in, getting your comments in. You can click on that link and I'll share it again very shortly. Susie says, Casper saved us from a good few more. Simon, I can't put that comment on screen because it's a bit too sweary, but I'll say Simon saying he says it was awful. What makes it worse is Sky saying how Liverpool are so great. Sam saying, firstly, poor tactics. Secondly, didn't work out for what tactics were laid out. Mark Albrighton, right back. He didn't have a great game today, Mark Albrighton. Sam, I will definitely give you that in there. Mehmet says Under came in too late into the game. I thought they had a bit of impact, to be fair with you. We know our place and it's not top four, says Patrick, being a bit... I don't want people to get too defeatist. We have lost to the world champions and also, obviously, the current Premier League champions. So keep getting your comments coming here. Pete's saying, let's go again in Europe and get our mojo back. Brush this off. It's a bad day at the office against a Liverpool side playing well. Let's... Tom Locks, Jack has joined us as well, Jack. Let's start with you, Jack. It wasn't our day at all today, was it?
No, second half didn't really change from the first half, Phil, to be honest. We brought Under on, brought Pratt on, we never really changed the game. I think we only had one chance and it were all Brighton put it over.
Yeah, so. Jason says here, Jack, we never turned up tonight, no fight. Only good positive was it was only 3-0.
I think we were lucky to not concede any more, to be honest. Firmino, I think it was 10 millimetres from going over the line. Albrighton cleared the post a few times. Kasper Schmeichel kept us in it, to be honest. It could have been way more. Liverpool, I think they played well tonight, but Firmino scoring, it had to be him, didn't it? And you just know a game like that would be a goal for him.
Tom, I'm not gonna swing too much on people like Fofana and Johnny Evans today, but the defence today, it wasn't great, was it today? Or do we just give Liverpool some credit today?
You got to give Liverpool credit, but I wouldn't blame defence, all of it on defence. I think you blame the whole team. You defend as a team, and defence as a team. We got cut open way too easily. That the back four or back five, three, whatever we were playing, got exposed way too easy with too many runners. So I can't take this. Where's Wally's appeared? And I'm not being funny, but in COVID, you can't play Where's Wally because there's no one to play it. You can't play Where's Wally with COVID because no one's around hiding a crowd, is there?
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Come on, telequiz did go well. Thank you for asking.
Chris, what was your views on the football match that you saw?
Awful. Like, absolutely awful. Definitely Kasper was man of the match tonight because, no. I was actually really happy when I saw Fofana on the sheet, thinking, okay, at least we've got a rock solid back just in case they hit us. Where was he? Yeah, he just was completely off his game today.
I said it at half time. His haircut upset me a little bit because it's a bit look at me and then you have a game like that and people will look at you. So yeah. we could all see today Fofana when he was messing things up a little bit and he didn't have a great one.
To be fair, mate, yeah, I heard the end of your conversation with, you know, about that, you know, is he going to be one of them players? Look at me, you know, I did find it quite kind of funny that he's, you know, bleached his hair blonde just after he's starting to get recognition, but I'm not going to give him stick, you know. We don't know if it's that or what. He might just like that look, you never know. But yeah, I think you know, Brendan said after the Wolves game, because obviously we were heaping praise on him game after game, and Brendan said, you know, he's a young lad, he's 19 years old, he is going to make mistakes down the line. And I think today it was just one of them things. You know, Tom said during the match, Liverpool have done their own work on him. You know, he likes to dive in. You saw a couple of times they kind of tapped it past him or took it the opposite way, you know, when Fofana went to dive in. So, yeah, I think he was never going to have 38, you know, world-class matches for us in the season. That was never going to happen. So it's a bit of a poorer game. Oh, is there an echo? There was a bit of a poorer game, you know, not just from him, from a lot of the lads. So I'm not gonna, you know, put massive stick on him. And same with the defence. I think we lost the ball way too many times in midfield today, way too many times. And I think that was one of the biggest factors really that led to the result. So,
Ross has joined us, but I'm just going to get a few comments in before we ask Ross what he thinks. Jake saying, none of the defence played well. Oh, I think you're right there, Jay. I think Johnny Evans and Christian Fuchs had a bit of a stinker in Mark Albrighton. I thought James Justin probably did all right, but he says the only player that was okay was Kasper. He certainly did okay in it. CK says everyone was banging on about our squad depth, and yet it's fine against lower teams, but when we play the top teams, even with their injuries, it shows how poor it is. But maybe a bit harshly, saying I think we got outworked, couldn't cope with their press, which is probably true. Ross, what's your full-time views?
I thought it was very, very disappointing. You know, and as I mentioned at half-time, I think we've gone into the game in the wrong mindset. You know, looking at their injuries, everyone's, oh, we're going to destroy them or we're going to win a game or anything. Looking at that team, you wouldn't think they've got all them injuries. And I think their best player tonight was either Robertson or Diego Jota. I think I said it. I said it on show. I've said it on a few shows. Diego Jota is the man to watch, and he was. He was the man to watch, and it was just very disappointing. I mean, all Brighton, they didn't have the greatest of games tonight. Casper did some good saves, but his kicking was not great. You know, it was just a bad day at the office. You know, I mean, just start looking at Firmino scores. It was always going to come, wasn't it? But, well, it's just one of them things, you know. We move onwards and upwards. We've got Fulham next. Braga next in the Europa League, and then Fulham. So let's hope we can bounce back from that. And, you know, and it's, obviously there's no service tonight for Vardy. You know, you can't really do it without no service.
Tom, I want to ask you, Ian has come up with this question, Tom. He says, wrong system tonight. Mendy was okay, but the game passed everyone else by. Better after the formation change. Tielemans and Maddison never really got going with Mendy in there, did they, Tom? And it did feel like, again, we talked about should Pratt have started. It felt better when Pratt came on for me and under. What do you think to the formation, Tom? It's easy in hindsight.
Of course, in hindsight, it's easy to say, oh, we got it wrong after we've just been absolutely annihilated tonight by Liverpool in some ways. And we were annihilated. The scoreline doesn't reflect that game. It could have been 5 or 6 easily tonight. But let's be honest, Maddison was non-existent. Tielemans couldn't pass to anyone in white the whole game. Considering his form for, you know, Belgium over the last two games has been absolutely brilliant. He's come back into Leicester, and tonight's game just being very poor. Look, it's one poor game tonight. Let's not get carried away and let's not be too disheartened. We're still fourth in the Premier League after 9 games, so we've got to take positive where we're at. But I think in the build-up to this game tonight, knowing we could have gone back top of the league, put pressure on everyone else below us, seeing that Man City lost again. You know, these are the teams, when they're losing, we need to be winning games to get that Champions League football. But it's just disappointed all round, because for me, it's not one or two individuals, it's a whole team performance tonight. And I don't think you can blame the system. If you can't pass the ball to anyone, you're going to get absolutely caught out. And to say the system changing it, well, we played that system in the last 6 games and it's worked wonders. So I can't blame the system. I just blame the thing for me, it was a poor team performance all round tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to read out a few more comments and then come back to it. We'll get Chris another conversation in. And don't forget, I'll put the link out there. Michael's joined us. So I'm going to let people go in a minute and get Michael in here. Patrick saying, got better players around him in the Belgian team. Talk about Youri Tielemans. LCFC Grey saying, I think we were scared of Liverpool Boxing Day revisited. It really could have been that today. LCFC Grey, if we're honest, they probably deserve to get 4 or 5 today. Chris says the Liverpool press was on point. It certainly was looking good. Just before I let a few people go, Chris, just a final summary. Looking forward to Braga?
Yeah, very much looking forward to. Yeah, very much looking forward to Braga. Because, again, we're away to them. And we, let's face it, we annihilated them at our place. So, yeah, very much looking forward to that. And we only need 1 point. We only need 1 point to guarantee to go through. So, you know, even if we sort of calm it down a bit and potentially go for a draw, it doesn't
Brilliant.
Matter.
Brilliant, Chris. Thanks for joining us. Looking forward to seeing what you're wearing Thursday night. See if you can outdo yourself, mate. Thanks. Please.
I've got more costumes, Chris, if you
want to. Yes, Chris, we want more costumes on Thursday. We'll see you then. Cheers.
Phil, I'm off now as well, mate. I'm off.
Cheers,
now,
Locks.
Well.
Thanks for the watch along.
Yeah, loads of you watch, so thanks all for getting your likes and your comments and all for watching. Me and Tom appreciate it. So I don't know when the next one is. Phil will have to let us know.
Well, how about Thursday, Locks?
Yeah,
how about Thursday?
Tom, what do you reckon, Tom?
I'm already booked in for that, aren't you?
I'm building suspense. Yes, yeah. Thursday it is. Thursday. but yeah,
tonight, mate. There's no need for suspense.
No, yeah. It's Thursday, yeah. Lot. All right, cheers, mate.
Yeah, cheers, all. Thank you. Bye bye.
See you then. Cheers. Okay,
we'll just dust ourselves off. You know, get disappointed. We'll dust ourselves off against Braga and then hopefully beat Fulham.
Hopefully, Michael, can you hear us from the States?
Yes, sir. I got you. How you doing?
Good, Michael. Come on. Bring us some views from stateside on that match today.
I didn't see that everyone was poor today. I just saw that Liverpool is just a better club than us. We're missing, you know, some players. Maybe Brendan got the tactics wrong in the beginning, but our players worked really hard today. About the 70th minute, I said to myself, why is Albrighton still in the game? Maybe he should have been out a little earlier. But I think the players worked really hard towards the end. You could see everybody was gassed. We just couldn't get on the ball. And when we did get on the ball, we had some chances. Harvey didn't hit the target a couple times. And at the end of the match, Albrighton shouldn't have been in the game. And his shot was over, you know, if that was someone else, if that was under, you know, earlier, you know, maybe that is on target. But I think everyone worked hard. Let's just dust this game off and get the Champions League game, or I'm sorry, Europa League game, and use it as a rehab game for maybe the guys that are coming back from injury, like Castagna and Ricardo. And then, you know, let's get back to the league and just dust this game. It's always Liverpool. We beat Man City. We beat Arsenal. But it's just always Liverpool. You know, that's how I feel today. I'm not really that upset about it, but I wish I was partying right now about it.
I think Michael, to be fair, you're right. It could easily have gone on to be more than three goals today. Liverpool really could have won that 4 or 5 today, couldn't they, Michael?
Right. Yeah. We had no control in the middle. We just couldn't get the ball. We couldn't get on the ball in the middle. And maybe Mendy should have came out earlier. I think maybe Brendan got outcoached after we conceded that first goal. You know, we didn't attack like we do other teams. We kind of sat back, and we were kind of scared. Maybe Liverpool had a little mystique over us in the game with all of those young guys and the new guys that are on the squad now. So let's just dust this match off. And we'll get them, you know, in the springtime.
Jack, would you agree with what Michael's saying there? Get the start, forget, just wipe this game off, move on to Braga.
Yeah, I think Liverpool was always going to be a tough test, but everyone was writing Liverpool off before the game. Oh, we'll beat them 4, we'll beat them 5-0. And you just, you know, Liverpool have a lot of injuries. And like I said to Jamie, you got to take games like this seriously, no matter how many injuries you have in any team. Liverpool have still got great players, Fabinho, Robertson, they're fantastic players. It proved it in the 11 tonight. They're all fantastic players. And, you know, we got caught out. They were the better team. And I think we move on from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Jono's just joined us. Jono, would you like to get your comments in tonight?
Evening, guys. Very disappointed with that. Really disappointed. Maybe it's a bit of a reality check for us all, to be honest. Maybe it's just a case of, you know, dusting ourselves off and going again, I suppose. I mean, we're all talking it up, thinking that we were going to give them a really good game. It hasn't turned out that way. I think we just got to move on now. So, yeah, frustrating, because I think the way that we played, it seemed a bit like last season on a couple of occasions, you know, when we took the dip last season, and it felt a bit complacent and a bit kind of like we were going into the game thinking we were going to get the result, which you just can't do against a team like Liverpool. Disappointed.
I think Tom, Jono has pretty much hit the nail on the head there, hasn't it? It did feel like the back end of last season, that game today, a bit. Just things not happening, Tom.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it was a poor game all around from start to finish. We never got in control of any period of the game, bar what one little spell in the second half when Dennis Pratt came on and under. It reminds you that we gave Liverpool too much respect on Boxing Day, and I think we did it again tonight. We gave them way too much respect to play around the middle of the park. We got open up way too easy with balls, simple balls for me, very simple balls that they were just playing through Tillemans and Madison and Mendy in the centre. And by the way, them playing them simple balls, we left the back three exposed too often. And look, I think John hit there. It's the disappointment. We came into this game thinking we're going to give Liverpool a game tonight. Forget about the injuries, because like I said at the start, looking at their lineup, you know, even their back three when they started, Robertson, Mopet, Fabinho and Milner, That would get in most Premier League's back teams. Most of those players would get in any Premier League team at the back. So you can't go and say they've got that many injuries. They can't put half of the 11 out tonight. But I still felt with the 11 that we had, we could give them a game. And we just didn't turn up from first minute to last. There was nothing there. The biggest for me, there was no passion from anyone. There was no hunger to win that ball back quickly. We gave the ball away and it was, right, where do we need to be? Where defensively we've got to be on the park? And the time we've made our mind at where we've got to be, the ball was already there and we were getting exposed for fun.
Jono, what would you do for Thursday, just in brief? And then I'm going to ask Michael the same before we wrap up today. Jono, what would you do to play Braga? Would you? I mean, we're nearly through this Europa League thing. Do you, is it a chance to mix things up or what would you do?
I think it's maybe one game away from that, Phil, in my opinion. I think if we go, I think tonight's probably been a real disappointment for all of us and probably them as well. Look at Kasper's face at the end of the game. He was absolutely in a strop, wasn't he? So I think if we can go out and beat Braga again on Thursday, get the confidence back up again and then go and wallop Fulham, hopefully.
Be careful with that.
Yeah.
You know Leicester.
I know, absolutely. You never say things like that as a Leicester fan. But in reality, you know, we should beat the next two teams and hopefully we can get on another roll again. I just wanted to mention as well, I know you mentioned it earlier, Phil, about Fofana dyeing his hair blonde. And it struck me as being, well, maybe he's getting a bit of a big head. And it's something that we need to keep an eye on because I think he got done a few times in the second half. Firmino made him look like a mugger a couple of times. And I just think, well, okay, he's had a fantastic start to his Leicester career, but he's only 19. He's got a lot to learn. And I think, you know, it might just be coincidence, but him dyeing his hair blonde and stuff, I just wonder whether, you know, all the nature of him coming to Leicester, I wonder whether he's got a bit of an ego and a bit of a big head. And I wonder whether it's something that we just need to keep an eye on.
I hear what you're saying. I totally hear what you're saying. You, if you do something like that and then you have a bad game, it does show out. Michael, just before we wrap up today, what do you do for Thursday? Do you rest a few players? Do you bring in, you know, Perez hasn't been near the first team. Demarai Gray's not even in the Europa squad, is he? I don't know. Can't remember. Michael, would you mix it up a little bit for Thursday or not?
Well, with today's game, a lot of people are talking about Liverpool's injuries. We had a lot of injuries. We have key injuries in our squad, and people are coming back. So when we get our players back, let's see how Liverpool does this again. You know, let's see how when Soyuncu's back there, does Diogo Jota, you know, and when Castagna's running up and down the sideline, let's see how, you know, that cross comes in, or, you know, they defend somebody, you know, overlapping on Tielemans pass, you know, and those guys are coming back this week. They were in training, weren't they? So, you know, maybe Castagna comes on in the 70th minute versus Braga. You know, let's use this match as a rehab game. We don't necessarily need to take 3 points from it to advance. And I know everyone's excited about it, but we're definitely the best team in this group. And, you know, so we could use this match as a rehab game, and let's get back to the league. Let's get back to the league. Let's smash on Fulham, you know, and smash on Brighton, you know, and let's continue forward. We'll dust this game off. Liverpool's injuries, we had injuries. We didn't have our best squad either, you know. So I think people are being maybe a little harsh on today's game and, you know, what happened.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Ricky P as well. Can't wait to see him back.
Getting closer and closer, isn't it? And hopefully he'll stand you this week. Yes.
Just quickly, I know, and just with Mark on the injury front. So, I mean, both teams had injuries going into this game. I completely accept that. And I understand saying we might be a bit harsh on today, the ways it's happened because of these injuries. But we've just gone on an unbeaten 6 winning games in a row or something. And we've turned up to Liverpool tonight and put in a performance that wasn't even there. That's the bit what's the first, I think, my frustration in tonight. If we'd played like we did against Arsenal, if we played against the way we played against Braga, like, I'm not saying Braga are good, but we still pass the ball better. If you don't pass the ball, you ain't going to win football match. And I think that's the biggest frustrating tonight for me is we've not turned up. before that, these players have all played week in, week out, Leeds away, and we've won games for a canter because we played well. Forgetting the injuries, tonight we went to Liverpool with an opportunity with the same team who's been beating Leeds, beating Arsenal, beating Braga.
And that was my point. Liverpool is just better than us. They were just better than the guys we had out there today. Those guys tried so hard. They tried really hard. They were gassed at the end of the game. Madison was stretching his calves. Johnny Evans played a full 90. You know he's not 100%, and he's out there giving it his all, you know. And so that was my let's just brush this off and let's get our team, you know, healthy and move forward.
We'll get
Liverpool again. We'll get Liverpool back. I mean, we beat Man City with these guys. We beat Arsenal with these guys. But it's always Liverpool. It's always Liverpool. So
just more the performance. That's what's, you know, frustrating. It's not a case of losing to Liverpool. Liverpool were by far better. But I've been sitting here tonight if we'd lost 3-0, and we'd had a hatful of chances that we'd missed, and we'd played, you know, a lot better than that.
We've just not
created anything today, and that's the biggest frustration, that we've gone against a Liverpool team who've not got half the players fit, and we didn't take a challenge to them. We didn't offer any fight. It's like literally watching a boxing match and one boxer standing there and just getting punched for 12 rounds. And that's what the frustration for me is tonight, more than anything than sitting here moaning about a defeat. It's more that we just did not turn up. But that's a bit what hurts more than anything.
Right, let's wrap this up.
Jono,
you're disappointed tonight.
Yeah, but you know, I'm a Leicester fan. I've been many disappointed in the past, but you know, we've got to dust ourselves off and go again. I think you know, we've got a great team. We're having a good season so far. I think we've got to look at the positives and move on.
Brilliant. Thanks, Jono. I'm going to let you go. And okay. Same for you, Michael. See you soon, Jono. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers.
Thanks, Michael.
Cheers, Mike.
Cheers, Michael. And that, Jack, not had much from you tonight, but dusting ourselves down and moving on to Thursday.
Yeah, I think we need to. I agree totally with Tom. It's disappointing in the way how we played and that. We didn't really have any chances at all to threat Liverpool. We didn't really do much of in the game. I think as Leicester fans, this game, all the hype was on this game for Leicester to show up and give Liverpool a right game, and tonight we didn't do that. Maybe next game against Braga and Fulham will be better and we'll come back more stronger.
Brilliant. Thanks, Jack. Thanks for joining us. We'll let you go. Tom, cheers. See you soon, Jack. Tom, just final words with yourselves there. Charlie's told you to go and get your hair dyed blonde. He says you've made some great points.
Hey, I'm not Neil Lennon, mate. I would never think of doing that. That's got to be the last person. Mahrez was one, but Lennon's was a belter when he had his hair blonde.
Yeah, Joanna says, it's okay having good tactics as long as you can pull them off. Rodgers would have told them what to do. Couldn't be done. Be Liverpool. We'll move on. I think that's it. I think Leicester fans are, like us all, a bit disappointed today because it really felt like we were in good form. We got some decent players playing well. And today, it was just one of those frustrations, Tom. And I hear it in your voice that the players didn't really turn up for you.
That was the point I was trying to say to Michael. It's not a case of Liverpool's been better than us the whole game. They didn't need to be better because we were below average. I mean, for me, that period in the game where they had the ball cleared off the line by what we're talking, a mil. Talking 1 mil, what needs another goal?
Ten mil.
You know, we're talking millimetres. But to me, that was a point in game. That was like watching Sunday League football, being on a park that was scrambling to get the ball clear, and it's hitting posts and crossbars for fun. And that's, to me, where tonight, that's the frustration. Because we're better than that. We've played better than that most of the season. Even the West Ham and the Villa game, we were a bit better than what we've done tonight. I thought Villa were unlucky to, you know, lose that game in the end. But, you know, today's definitely the worst performance of the season by far.
Last comment, I think we'll give it to Paul. Let's get it on screen. Where's it just gone? Oh, here it is, from Sam. Sam says, we're still 2 points off the top. We go again. I think that's it. Yep. You just draw a line, Tom, and say,
pushed it.
Europa League on Thursday, Fulham next weekend. You know,
The games are coming thick and fast coming into this Christmas period. If you ain't got your Christmas tree up, get it up, people. Come on. We've had an absolute shocking year. Don't make me feel sound bad because you've got a Christmas trees up already. But look, we're going to Braga. Was it 5:55 kickoff? So join us from 6:30 Phil, is it? On six?
No, if it's 5:55, Tom, the game starts. We'll start half hour before that. So just about 5:25.
5:25 will be on live. Join us, and then me and Lox will be on air. Probably about 5:50. Join us for the full match following again. I mean, thank you to everyone who's watched now. I mean, the figures were immense to see it go up to 200 in our fifth or sixth game of doing it. And me and Lox love it. But you, the viewers, make it by putting the comments in and giving us something to talk about during the game, especially today's match. So thank you once again for doing that.
Brilliant. Thanks, Tom. Thanks to yourself for doing that as well. Thanks for Lox. I'll let Tom go. A fantastic watch along with Lox and Tom. But like Tom says, it is all about your comments. That's exactly what we need. And that's what gets us, keeps us going. We just do this because we enjoy doing it. But thanks, everybody, for watching. My name's Phil. This is Leicester Fan TV. Tomorrow night, 7:30, I'll be live, hopefully with Sinky, if he'll join us. And we'll be taking a quick look back at today, but we'll be looking forward to Braga as well on Thursday. And we want to get your views in that. So that's 7:30 Monday night. Thursday from 5:25, we'll be live with the watch along all the way through this match on Thursday against Braga. Please, if you can, like and share the videos. Subscribe to us if you're watching on YouTube, and give us a retweet on Twitter, whatever you're doing, wherever you are. Thanks for watching. It wasn't our night tonight, but we're Leicester fans. We know we don't win them all. We go on and we go upwards. See you soon.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Beatman, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.